Why is this debate even happening? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The United States does not hesitate to pull the trigger when we feel threatened. Afghanistan and Iraq have the craters to prove it. But so far, the videos coming out of Syria have not convinced a majority of Americans to feel threatened. And that's what's allowing this debate to happen at all. Syria is not a direct threat to us. I feel pretty sure that the NSA has transcripts of every word to leave the lips or the pen of Bashar al-Assad. And I think that if there was the slightest hint that he was even considering a gas attack on U.S. territory or against a U.S. ally, there'd be no debate. There'd be no consultation with the U.N., no concerns about what happens on day two, whether there's a plan B. There'd just be a huge crater where Assad's palace used to be. And I think the world understands this. Yet, weirdly, we seem to be debating whether we're weak, debating whether America has enough of a temper. Look at the record. Heck, just look at the local police blotter. If we get attacked, we will not only bomb the country that launched the attack, we will take it over. And then we may even bomb and take over another country just for good measure. And let's suppose for a moment that Congress votes no and the president backs down. Does that really give a green light to Syria or to Iran to threaten us? Only if they figured out a way to do it without using a phone, a computer, or anything detectable by a satellite, a drone, or the numerous Israeli spies and bugging devices that I'm pretty sure we're not supposed to talk about. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.